Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. In the TNT Intel Zone.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
Okay, now we have it.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, October 19, 2020. Ray-Ban 98 here, along with.
Hey, I think you should do that intro one more time. No. Good morning, TNT. I was laughing, really, because you started it over. But, okay. How you guys doing? All right, Ray. So what's on our agenda for today?
Let's see. We want to go over
the
updates.
Anything out?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
The weekend updates went out. Well, just Saturday. Didn't get anything for Sunday. It was all too quiet. But anyway, here's the Saturday update information that went out. Bankers and Treasury had another powwow this morning. It's getting hot in here. That was for Saturday morning. After waiting for us all day, bankers went home today disappointed that they have to return early in the morning. Gee, I wonder why. Also on Saturday, Bank Exchange call center employees are bothered. They had to work today and tomorrow too. We're getting reports that banking employees are bothered about being shorthanded in dealing with those who are not completely trained. It is believed that some banks, if not all, will have a range of rates for the customer based on future commitments with bank products and servicing. And that was it for the Saturday updates. And as I said, nothing was posted for Sunday.
Okay, I thought I saw something say, here's an addition to Saturday's update, but okay. Well, all that was good news, guys. I know it didn't sound good, but trust me, it was all good news. The fact that they're getting upset, they're frustrated, we're frustrated. The Treasury knows they're frustrated because it's being passed on to them. But they're still working out the details. So they do have planned meetings for today and tomorrow, which should quickly tell you, okay, there's no RV today or tomorrow. They have planned meetings to further. This is what I like about the whole thing. I know the RV hasn't been announced, not here, but they went from having, you know, a meeting every 6 months to every 3 months, 2 months. Now and then, lately, they were down to having one meeting a week. Now they're down to having, you know, three meetings a day, which is what we want. Because the closer it gets, the more meetings they have, they're fine-tuning it, and they're getting ready to actually do what they need to do. So they're dotting their I's, crossing their T's, and saying, let's get this thing ready. I do not. Before you guys even ask me, because I know you're wondering, because I do not think we're going to see the announcement, even though he has nothing to do. Well, he does. CBI got rid of him while they are out of the country. I do not think we're going to see the announcement during that time frame. So, Tish could probably tell you guys when they're supposed to be back, what their schedule is, all that. I know there's three countries. They just started this morning. The good thing is they are making all kinds of agreements. What kind of agreements? Financial agreements. Everything else that we need. Doing business together, operating banks together, everything else. There are news articles out where they are denying that there's going to be any change to the rate. There's news articles out where they're saying people, rumors, excitement is causing changes to the rate that they do see, and they're not official changes. It's just people causing changes in the market by using this information or this excitement to their advantage. I don't blame them for publicly coming out saying they're not going to change the rate, that there's too much to do. It's going to take years to get it all done. And all of that is correct. It's no different than Wells Fargo saying the RV is not going to happen to their people, or there are dinar scams and wanting people to think the whole dinar situation is a scam, which we clearly know it isn't. But that's what every country does. Everybody does before they make an announcement, before they actually do it. They deny, 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 and boom, do it. So that's nothing unusual. So we're still in a good place. They are still, was it Friday? Was Saturday, they came out and told them the 25th is still their deadline as far as the citizens are concerned for the reforms that they put out. They did announce a special, investigative committee to investigate the deaths of the citizens during the riots and the attacks and who did it. And they made it all judges and attorneys who are part of that committee and gave them sweeping powers to investigate anybody and anything in any situation. So they made that announcement so the people know they were actually doing it. So not a whole lot of information. The bank people were still there. They're still discussing. They are still making changes. And the biggest question, what I know Ray put out over the weekend, for you guys to know, we know there's a range of rates. We know the Dong can go up to $12. The Zim can go up to 60 cents is what we've been told. The dinar, 2850. Well, it is up to each bank, is our understanding, of what they want to pay out, how much, under what conditions. So you are freely negotiating with each bank. There is no cookie cutter. There is no, I have to do this or that, according to the U.S. Treasury. And the bank has its own rules. So a bank in New York should be doing the same thing as a bank in Florida. That don't mean they will be. I mean, that guy sitting across the table from you isn't going to try and look like a superstar to his boss. Well, we will have the ranges. You just need to go make it happen when it's time. And you do that by having the information yourself, presenting it in a professional manner, and justifying why you should get that rate. That's how you do that. And letting them know, I know. And this is the one thing I'm always going to tell you guys, because 10, 20 years ago, when we started doing this, obviously it wasn't 20 years ago, but when we did, had a guy sitting at the computer, he was doing his exchange, and now this information came from the guy at the bank doing the exchange. And the guy said, I don't want to pay this much in fees. And he said, well, sir, I got two options, this and this. And he said, I don't want to pay that. He said, just put it in without it. And the guy was shocked because he put it in without it, and it went through. And he had no idea. Okay? While they are told one thing, we'll have to see what actually works. But the biggest part is that you know everything. And we're absolutely, before any of you guys take off, going to try and get all that. And then we'll see as it comes back, after everybody starts having their meetings, what really goes on. All right? All right, Ray, let's get it started.
Okay.
Hey, wait. Ray.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Did you want to talk about Cash App or not?
I figured you'd do it when we started the live.
Oh. Okay. All right, guys. So Right. If you guys didn't notice over the weekend, I know people were trying to send some money in somewhere, but we changed the Cash App to TNT Super. So TNTSuperFantastic.com. We changed it to TNT Super. Is probably anybody who tried to donate and couldn't. So definitely did do that. G-Man's going to come on and talk about that because we did let him know. There were issues with it over the weekend. There's some other sites who think they should have TNT Super Fantastic and getting people donating on their sites as well as some other stuff. So our best bet after trying to contact Cash App was just to change it. That was the easiest thing to do. So we changed it to TNT Super. $TNT Super is a new Cash App for us. Okay. All right. Let's get it done.
All right. Dr. Pete says, is Texas engaged or are they still asleep at the wheel?
Texas is not engaged. They are not there. And like I said, for a very simple reason that they probably know right now, like I know, it doesn't make sense to be there with them out of the country because we know it's not going to happen while they're out of the country.
One by One says, does the 25th have a special meaning? Why didn't the protesters go in till the 31st?
I don't know. They didn't let me in with their little secret phone call. So I don't know why. The 25th. I mean, the first part of the month, they did their celebration or year in review because that's when they started. But after having meetings, I would suggest or think that they were told it would be completed and the reforms would be initiated and started by the 25th, so that's what they agreed on. Because remember, they were supposed to start the first of the month. And then they changed it, only did that one day, and then said, okay, 25 October, we getting started. So I would think it would have something to do with that. Okay, that they've been told it would be completed by that day. All right, what's next?
Okay. Arrow says, I'm confused. I've been trying to get my negotiating skills up. I asked a question not long ago, and then I received a PM from a retired banker auditor, a very nice man. Obviously, he listens too. He had to get a PM, he'd have to be a TNT member. He said he told me that the fractional banking and sweep accounts was a lie, that they don't exist. So the person says, I'm now confused. And I want to believe they do exist, but that could be wishful thinking. So I guess he wants to get our take on it since he's being told that they don't exist.
Okay. Here's our take on it. Guys, there are people at the bank right now who are telling you they're not going to do the dinar. They're not going to do the dong. There are people at the bank right now who are telling you this whole RV global currency reset is BS and that Tony's the greatest con man in the history of the world, conned the whole world into believing that it's real. There's people out there like that. And I don't get mad at them. Because they believe what they think is true. They do. You got to remember, years ago, I told you guys, I talked to so many hedge fund managers, accountants, everybody. And I'm trying to tell them about this, and they're all telling me it's not happening. It's impossible. The world doesn't work like that. Monetary system doesn't work like that. That's what they all said. Until two or three of them went down to the bank And then the bank showed them. I'll tell you, they went to Chase Bank in Chicago, to be exact. And she said, oh, yeah, we've been working on that for years. We're doing this. And he called me back and couldn't believe it. He was flabbergasted because he only knows what he knows. I told you right now that when you go into the bank and you sit down, and this banker who you're talking about is the exact reason I told you. I said, print it off of the internet and take it with you. Now, don't just print one of them. If you go there and Google fractional banking, look how many different sources explain fractional banking to you, how it works and where it is, and send it to your banker friend and say, maybe you need to get educated because you only know the portion of the bank where you work. That same banker probably would have told you there wasn't sweep accounts if I didn't tell you I know a city councilman who uses sweep accounts to put $10 million in his city because that's all they gave him. They thought they were taking advantage of him. They gave him a little old bank account. So here, you can have this in your parking lot and that. And, you know, you can't have no real money. And he took that money, took advantage of those sweep accounts, deal with the bank, and then had more money than the whole city put together, and nobody could figure out how. But he probably told you that didn't happen either because he doesn't know. Every banker doesn't know everything, guys. There's bankers out there telling you, you walk in their bank, that this is a scam. Does that mean it's a scam? It just means you know something he doesn't know. But it's like anything else. If you can show me in black and white, but you can, if you go and Google it for yourself, don't listen to Tony, read it, look at the videos they have there to explain it to you, look at bankers, then you'll understand more than he will. So don't be confused. Be enlightened. Say, well, I guess I have more information about how his bank works than he does. Okay? And it happens. Okay. Not that he's being dishonest. He just doesn't know that part about how to bank. I've known about fractional banking for over 20 years because I had a guy who was vice president of the bank, actually here in Sacramento, working it. Been working with him for years. Well, and there's other reasons as you get involved in other things. But anyway, it's all good. Okay, that's my opinion. Well, it's not my opinion. Actually, it's a fact. But anyway. Oh, somebody already sent me the link. Okay, what's next?
All right. Let me see here. Carl Lawson says, I want to know respectfully. And all of the time that we've been doing this, have either of you ever seen or been to one of the bank redemption centers? Do either of you personally know any of the bank employee that will be involved with the exchange? And are we still holding on to October 25th target?
Okay. Good question. And the answer is yes and yes. So years ago, I was given 5 or 6 exchange locations here in Sacramento. And some of you will remember it. Some of you won't. I tell you, there was 3 locations on Watt Avenue that I was actually given the address to. And so I actually went there. Yes. There's one downtown, which I didn't give out the information of because I didn't want everybody bombarding them. If I said where it was close to a street, everybody would know exactly. There's a bunch of banks on Watt Avenue. That's why I could say Watt Avenue. I do know a person I've had several conversations with. We planned a meeting in Atlanta, having lunch, dinner, got hotel reservations, everything, celebration of bank guys in Atlanta who were actually doing the actual exchanges when it was going on in Atlanta. I do have somebody right now that we talked to who has actually told us, come right here, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to do your exchange. I'm going to give you these rates. So, yes, we do have people who are actually involved in the process.
What's next?
Now, in case that might not be good enough for you, Carlos, well, you answered the question. Let me put some icing on it, because that might not be good enough. You do personally now know people who have exchanged and are enjoying large sums of money. That wasn't one of the questions, but I thought I'd throw that in, get a little icing on the cake. So we know folks on both sides of the equation, those giving it and those receiving it. One on Heartlight 2. Number one, is Canada included in the treaties you speak about with same rates, timing for exchange, et cetera, as the USA? I believe it is, isn't it? I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'd say that's a
Canada's
simple
in the same treaty.
Yes.
Canada is
going with us.
Yeah. Okay, number two, do you know why, or have an opinion on why, no one has heard of rates for the VND, IQR, or IQD showing live at Canadian banks yet?
Because they're not showing live at any bank yet. They're showing on back screens, and they were showing on some telescreens, so I got to take that back, but couldn't access them. So, and everybody still couldn't see those. If the people who were lucky enough got shown it, and then we went and confirmed it. You couldn't just walk into any bank and see it until it actually goes live. All right?
Okay. T. Tavern says, was the protester told by the government that they would have finished the RV before the 25th of the month? Okay.
Well, I already said, I think that's my opinion. That's why they gave him the 25th. I don't know that for a fact, no.
All right. RV4R. My question is, where have you been? They want to know what are the expected rates for the DOM with and without contract rates. Didn't I just give the full rates on the last call for every currency?
That's right. Tell them. Didn't I just do that?
All right. DHAM 6270 says, have you spoken about what if it goes past the 25th? Yes.
Wait. Hold on before you do that. You actually not going to give them the rates? Is that what you said?
I did on the last call. Complete set of rates.
Okay.
And it's recorded. It's available. But everything's up there.
All right.
All right. DHAMs, and they haven't changed. So DHAM 6270. Tony, you have spoken about. Wait a minute. You have spoken about what if it goes past the 25th. I guess that should be says, have you spoken? But he says, you have spoken. With Kazemi and the head of the CBI. Okay, with Kazemi and the head of the CBI doing a 3-county tour, it looks like we are headed past the 25th. Has anyone spoken to you about a plan B? Okay.
Okay. So I know they're going 2 to 3 countries, guys. I actually don't know, and that's why I kind of put that on Tish at the beginning of the call, because I can't remember which date is supposed to be where, but they're in France today. So I don't know if they're doing half days, whatever, but they do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, we'll see what happens after that. They could still be back prior to the 25th. Today's just the 19th, and they could still make the announcement over the weekend. I don't know. I know the citizens aren't backing down on the 25th. I know it's not going to be a good thing if it happens on the 25th or after the 25th, but because we don't know, initially they were going to start their demonstrations in the southern part of the country, I think, or out in the countryside, but now they've decided to start their demonstrations right in Baghdad. So that's not going to be good. You're signing all these investment agreements, these contracts, have people come in. The last thing they want to see is they go to their capital and there's people all on the streets demonstrating, plotting, and doing everything else. So I got to think that they're smart enough to do that. All right. I mean, and to know that. Plus the schedules we'll have coming up in the future, the time frames, the banks are still working them from 6 to 11. You know, even today, and they're giving them a window, which is to include our first 10, 15 days of exchange, and it's doing that process. So, again, everybody's planning, managing, getting ready for the last minute details. And I think they're smart enough to know it needs to start by then. It doesn't have to be finished by the 25th. So, wait a minute. There's one other thing, too. I forgot to tell you guys today. Let me see. Supposedly today, Kurdistan got paid. So that portion happened today. People haven't received their checks in months, haven't been paid at all, got paid today. So they're a little happy, excited. And I'm still waiting for the actual numbers that they got paid. And by that, I'm just saying I have that they were paid in dinar. I have how much it equaled in U.S. dollars. I just don't know how many dinar it was so I can come up with the rate they were paid at. So that's the part I'm waiting for. And as soon as I can get that information, I can figure it out and see if we should be jumping up and down or not. I know initially the plan was not to pay them until the new rate was coming out so they wouldn't have to do it again real quick. But we'll see. So there are things happening. All right, what's next?
Okay, next up is Chicago. Chicago has a daughter, lovely daughter, who is 34 today. Her name is Alex. She wants us to play the birthday song for Alex. Happy birthday, Alex.
Alex, we are not.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you.
Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday, Alex. Love Life must be local. Love Life is asking me, is a trip to Boogie's Barbecue in Elm City worth the trip? Love Life, if you know about Boogie's, then yeah, go ahead and get some barbecue from there. That's a good place. Fuse says, Ray, their EU tour is 4 days starting on Sunday. The Prime Minister and the CBI Governor will be back Wednesday evening. Oh, okay. I guess they wanted to make us wear that. It was a question, but.
What happened?
The Prime Minister and the CBI Governor are due back on Wednesday evening.
Okay, yeah, that was a question. It was about the 25th. Would they be back in time? And this just sent me their itinerary. But anyway, thank you. All right.
Okay, and last week,
take away all the
champagne. We can't hear you.
Oh, okay. How about now?
We can't hear you. Yeah, go ahead. What are you saying?
Okay. An announcement I meant to make last week came in from Grace in Lake Wales, Florida. Her husband passed away on October 7th, so we do want to offer condolences to Grace and her family. We did receive that communication. All right. Okay. That's it for questions on the board. Now let's talk to the live folks on the board. We'll start with 754 area code.
Oh, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Wow, it's amazing to be the first caller today.
Yeah. How'd you pull that off?
Yeah. I start calling in like 5 minutes earlier, and I just keep calling. And it's a rainy, nasty day in Florida anyway with nothing else to do. So I have a couple of questions. A few years ago, Ray, I did sign up for the seminars. This was long before coronavirus. And since G-Man keeps talking about them when he talks about donations, coronavirus is now back on the rise in several states. Are you still planning to have those seminars, or are they going to be virtual?
We don't know yet. We'll have to take it day by day and see what's going on.
All right. And you made a comment about people having already been paid and enjoying the fruits of their exchange. How is it possible that the banks have released that kind of money without an RV for the entire world?
Well, I don't know how it's possible, but we've been sharing that with you guys for quite some time. I just added a little extra twist to say that we know some people personally now in that category. In the first years that we told you that, I didn't know of anybody personally, so we were just reporting what was being told to us.
Okay, let me explain to you. Initially, when we first started doing this, they were doing actual exchanges. People were going in, getting their money, doing it all like the first 5,000, 10,000 people years ago when they were in D.C. and they were going in the bank. And they were putting money in their accounts because most of them were politicians and their families. They were transferring money overseas. That's what they were sending most of their money to, overseas accounts. And doing it, and the bank was actually hiding those transactions. So there's probably stuff they don't want me to tell you guys. But it was years ago, so maybe it won't matter unless we all end up in court somewhere. All right. So now what they're doing is they're having people bring in their currency, they're bagging it up, and they're using it as collateral to give them money. So they know how much they're exchanging. And I'm just telling you guys the process. Hey, you got $300 million here. I'm going to give you $2 million today, and then we give you the rest when the actual RV happens. Or this is how much I'm going to give you, and, you know, this will last you. People have gotten offers throughout of receiving, you know, we'll give you $20,000 a week until it happens. We'll give you $50,000 a month until it happens, or $200,000 a month until it happens, but we hold all your currency as collateral. Bunch of situations like that. And I don't mind telling you guys, I don't know if I should have or not, but anyway. Nope. I know everybody's curious is why these people keep, what'd you say, Ray said, nope. Anyway, why these people are getting paid. We have actual people that we know got paid hard currency on deals. Now, I got to say this because I got a request yesterday, and this is probably the reason why I shouldn't have ever told you guys even years ago. Everybody has a situation. Everybody has a situation where they could use those type deals today. Now, I could use $50,000 today. I could use $100,000 a month until this thing happens. But guess what?
They're not giving me either one of them. Either one of them. You know why? I don't know the right people. Well, I might know the right people, but they're saying my account's been restricted. But anyway, other people, you have to know the right people in order to get these things done. And that's the reality of it. We just don't know the right people. And, you know, it's not fair, but it's real life. That's all. Privilege gives you privileges. And there's some privileged people out there. They know who they know, and relations and everything else. But you guys are sending me texts and emails and calling me and asking me to put a deal together for you or refer you to somebody who could give you that same deal. And I can't do that. I couldn't do it if I wanted to. I mean, you know, I'm not ever going to give out anybody's information like that. It's just not going to happen. And I can't tell you who to go to. These people have personal relationships with banking people who have made their arrangements. So we had a guy like 5 years ago go to the car dealership, and because the car dealer was a TNT member, he just let him drive off with a car, take it. Just whenever the RV happens, pay me. I want to go do that. I want to go to the Bentley dealership right now. Hey, man, give me this one. I'll pay you whenever the RV happens. You know what Wimpy said? Give me a hamburger today, and I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday. Some people have it like that, and some don't. But that's what's going on. People are, in fact, getting money off of this. They do have to turn in their currency, though. The bank keeps their currency to make sure whenever the deal goes through. What bank, I mean, we would think, if a guy is setting up for his commissions, because they are getting paid commissions, so, and they are getting paid right now things in the bank. So I don't know that we want to get into all that. That's part of the meetings with Treasury and everything else, which always has been. Well, surely I'll do that if I could. Why wouldn't I? If I know my bank is telling me, hey, man, this is over in 30 days. Go out, call in as many as you can. Let's get started. You know, let's use their currency as collateral. We feel good. We're giving them 1% of what they were getting anyway or how much the currency equals. They're happy. I mean, who wouldn't be happy with $1 million? $2 million right now until it happens. $5 million. This is your whole number. It shows up in your account as pending, but I'm gonna give you this cash right now. There's a rate. I mean, you got everything done. So everybody's not gonna do that though. So don't go looking for it. But I just gave you guys the reality of it all. That's how it's working. Okay.
Okay.
Don't ask Ray again, because he can get mad because I even told you that.
And my last question, there's been so much written concerning our election, and that supposedly there was an article that came out in Iraq about them not wanting to do anything till after our election. Their fear in a change of administration could mean new terrorist attacks around the world. And when was the last time we saw a terrorist attack, which was previous administration? So is our election actually affecting this in any way, since the U.S. Treasury is the one that has to let this go on this side? Could they be wanting to wait to see how our election turns out before anything happens, and they're not as concerned with the demonstrations there as they are with how the U.S. is going to be after November 3rd?
It could be, and this is what we did talk about on the last call, and I don't mind talking about it, because we have to realize, first of all, Iran has already told them don't do anything that would enable Bush to take military action or anything that would enhance his chances of getting reelected, because Iran does not want Bush to get reelected. Well, very different.
Trump?
Yeah, Trump. Trump. Sorry. I'm sorry. Trump. And I'm saying for very good reasons on their side, not on our side. And by that, I mean Trump just put more sanctions on them. Now, this is not being political, guys. I'm just trying to explain the situation, because one way or another, don't make any difference to me. We're going to have the RV, we're going to get paid, and we're going to go do what we do, tell you the honest God truth. But here we go. Iran doesn't want him because of the sanctions, and they know it's going to get worse. 4 more years, because he's not giving up, which is okay with me. I don't care either way. But it causes Iraq more strain. It causes more corruption. It's going to cause more issues for al-Kazini, everything else, and they know that. If Biden gets elected, he said he's going back to the way it is, which means what? Iran doesn't need influence over Iraq. Iran can now go back to all of our allies who they were working with. They get to go back to them. They get to import, export. The value of their money gets to go back up. Everything is good for them, which makes it easier for Iraq. But now they're not caught in the middle anymore. So we can see their point of view. Because I always got to look at both sides and say, okay, what's going on here? We can see our point of view. I mean, if the administration feels the way they did with the sanctions, everything else, and we've always known that it's been, they were trying to crush their economy as a way of crushing them to do what we want them to do, right? Confessions of an economic hitman. That's what they're doing with Iran. They are crushing them economically, is meant to take over their country, which is okay, to take over their oil like we did with Iraq. That's the plan. It's okay. That's the plan. That's what they're going to do as long as they're there. It's going to change afterwards. So Iran is in a bad spot, or not really a bad spot. They're in a position where they shouldn't do anything. For the next 3 weeks, don't do anything. Don't tip the pot either way. Just see what happens. The administration stays in there. Yeah, they're going to riot. They're going to bomb. They're going to do everything that they can do because it's the only way they can survive. So there ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. Just be prepared for it because it's going to happen. Then that changes everything. That changes what's going on with the country. It changes who invests, who doesn't. It changes if we can see their future in the next 3 to 5 years. It changes al-Kazini's fight because now, you know, he's still fighting Iran, Maliki, Amiri, and the militia, and they're only doing it because their money's getting cut off with al-Kazini. Their businesses are getting shut down. So what else do you do? And I hate to compare people to animals, but it's actually our best thing. Again, like I said, when you get cornered, when an animal gets cornered, they just come out. They don't care how big you are, how fast you are. I mean, a cat will scratch the hell out of you. He ain't trying to kill you. He's just trying to get past you. They're going to be the same way. Why would you expect anything less? We would be the same way when it comes time for survival. So I understand the letter and the information that they're putting out simply because it only makes sense, unfortunately.
All right.
Did you get all that?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it all. It's not heartening, I'll say that much. We seem to be caught in a rock and a hard place here with this election, the COVID, what's going on over there, demonstrations, but hopefully we will get to see this RV, and thank you for your time, and both of you have a great day. Thank you.
Wait, here's the good thing. Here's the good thing that you
okay.
know. They're waiting on the vote to see what they do. Right now, the plan is to do the RV before the vote.
Okay. Well,
that's
hopefully
what they're
we
working
see
on right now. Okay.
All right. Well, hopefully from your mouth to the one above, hopefully that's what we're going to see. And thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you.
All right, thank you.
281 area code. You are on. Now you're on. Oops, that's the wrong one. Hold up. 281. Click the wrong button. 281, you're on. 281. JB, it's you. Okay, I'll go to the next caller. It would be 404. You are on.
Okie dokie. I heard it unmute and then mute again. And so, hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Hey.
Appreciate
your
tenacity on here. I hope my volume level is okay. I've been having trouble with my phone. A couple of questions here. Going to the info that you shared with us about those who've already exchanged, which part of the country is that in? I'm not asking, you know, for a specific state or town or anything. I'm just curious. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, any clarification on that to give us a degree of hope?
I will tell you that it is taking place all across the country. But there's been more, I think, East Coast transactions than anything. And then after that, I would look at, and I'll be specific, Atlanta itself, part of the years, has done more transactions than anybody, I think.
Great. Thank you. That's made our day here. Also, thank you to Fuse and others who clarified the schedule for Kazemi and his three-country whirlwind tour. I was aware of when he left, not sure exactly when he was coming back. If we start to do our squeeze look in terms of when the demonstrations are on tap, that sort of thing, have we reached the point now where it doesn't really matter in terms of this happening and the holy day concept here that they will do it when they can, regardless of it being holy day or not? Or is there still some restriction in terms of they prefer not to do it on the holy day?
Let me see. I got to look at my calendar. Let me see. What day is the holy day? All right. So they say you need to have it done by the 25th. And that's
correct.
Sunday, right? Coming up Sunday.
Right.
So we know that the plan was for Friday after the holy day is over for the Lord's and alms to be released. For Saturday, for the rate to be changed. For Sunday, for us to see it. That has been the plan every weekend since the 3rd of October. It hasn't happened yet. It's been the plan. So they're gone right now. It's Monday. They'll be back on Wednesday, the 21st. So somewhere in those 2 days, if we're narrowing it down, is when this should happen according to the plan. Now, maybe that was way too much information. I don't know. But we've been going through it long enough.
We'll connect the dots.
Come out with that. Do what?
We'll connect the dots.
Oh, okay. So,
not to get
if
in
we're
trouble.
Looking, I'm just saying that's what would make sense to me. Okay.
Okay. And
right?
Lastly, given all of the work that you have been doing with all the various banks and banking institutions and the like, this is strictly your opinion and observation. Of all these banks that are saying that they would be doing their exchanges, which one seems to be the most amenable for negotiating and working with people? Are you willing to share that opinion, or shall I just plant the seed?
So, let me see. Call the bank first and see which one I'm going to pay me. So, anyway. All right.
Okay.
For giving out that kind of opinion, because everybody's online. Listen, banks, I will tell you guys this. They are negotiable, okay? They are, and have been told their instructions have been, when that money comes through the door, make sure it doesn't go out. That's all. Their job is to keep that money in that bank, which means, okay, I got to negotiate. Like any other negotiation, I'm going to start low and give myself some room to go up and become a heap, but yet be good with the bank. So they're all going to negotiate. And here's the thing you guys have to worry about or don't worry about. If they don't want to negotiate, get up and walk out, because there's another bank that will.
Good advice. Appreciate it. And we are still within our window that if they would just do it very, very soon, we can still have our TNT Super Fantasticer 10-day post-office pay forward project in October. But they're starting to run a little close on time. But, again, we appreciate that. 10 days, TNT Super Fantasticer pay it forward project. We'll hope for the best on that. Again, thanks so much for all your help and info.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great one. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
727.
Gentlemen, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey.
It's Walt. How you doing, Tony?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm retired right now, or unemployed, depending upon how you look at it. I think I'd prefer to look at it as retired.
Congratulations. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, I certainly feel safer sitting in my car than I do sitting in that tanker. I'll say that.
All right. I'm glad you moved away from the bomb shelter, huh? Or the bomb.
Yeah, really. No kidding. Yeah, so that I have to admit, that does feel good. I jotted down for the first time in a while, just the actually four questions. I'm taking after Bus Lady here. There won't be any more unless I think of one more. Any chance other banks will take the ZIM?
Yes.
Okay. Because when you talked about it early, how everybody's going to negotiate this and that, I thought, man, that's a bird's nest, because how do we determine who's going to give us the best rate unless we go to one, or unless we call and find out? So, but if I say if that option is available, then that helps to solve things somewhat. How is it, in your opinion, going to be the most efficient and effective way of determining what rates are being offered by who?
Well, I guess I was going to say, you guys can call the 800 number, see what they're offering yourselves. You can come to the site, the banks that we have, and we have people at, we're actually going to post what they give us. So
okay,
we already know the ranges, and the ranges are going to apply to every bank. So we can give you that. What each bank is doing is going to be from, is going to apply to each individual, though. So the dong goes up to $12. And, you know, Chase may say, you know, we're going to do 6. Wells Fargo may say, we're going to do 8. Citibank may say, we're going to do 750. Well, that's what we're going to start at. But we already know the match is the match. Everybody, but that's what they decide they're going to give out. And we won't really know that until, one, is people actually go there. I mean, we'll talk to our sources, but again, me and you can walk in the same bank and they give you $12 and they give me $5.50.
Well, that would only be because you have so much more than anybody else, right?
Yeah, that's why they're going to give me $5 and give you $12. The rate goes up, trust me, the rate goes up according to
how much
the more
you
have, the higher rate they're going to give you.
Yeah.
So it is negotiable, but unfortunately, it's just the opposite of what they told us last year. The more you have, the lower rate, because they didn't want, you know, all these billionaires walking around. But now they've decided they do, because they can take their money just as easy as they can take anybody else's. So anyway.
Sure. Okay. Now, when you were talking about the, because of the amount of money that's involved that they're going to have to because of regulation or because of they can't afford to put that much money into play at any given time, will we be entitled or do you think we'll be granted the privilege of getting the interest on the total amount from day one?
Entitled or granted, a word that I don't use in that situation because I'm going to be insistent on it. Hold on, wait a minute. You know, it's still my money, you know.
Yeah.
And how else would I not get paid my interest?
Right. Okay, last question, Ray. Just want to let you know. Has Maliki been seen in public in Iraq anywhere?
Okay, not that I know of. I don't know that it would make a difference, though, because he hasn't been seen in jail anywhere in Iraq either. So.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, obviously, if he's been seen in public, then he's not in jail. And if he hasn't been seen in public, he may not even be in Iraq.
Well, usually, you know, whenever he leaves the country, they do tell us that part. But who knows? Right now,
they're
all just laying low until something happens.
Okay. And just by the by, the barbecue deal, I'm still working on it. So I don't want to leave you hanging, but look forward to a jet trip in a private jet, Ray, to meet your brother in Tokyo.
Okay.
So all the best to you guys. And I tried to be as brief as I could, and I appreciate everything you do. And you should have got my check by now, Ray. It cleared my bank. So anyway, I'll keep my fingers crossed. And to that call when you say bring a pencil and paper with you. So have a great one. Have a great one.
All right. You too.
Take care.
Thank you.
Too.
Hey, congratulations on that vacation again. All right.
Well, the way you said it the other day, Tony, I thought, oh my goodness. But that passed, and I'm back to, like I say, feeling grateful and lucky. I went to see the devil, which means I was riding around in a truck full of gasoline and trailer full of gasoline, and I came back from it. So and I didn't go flying past you in a moment of rage. So have a great day.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that.
Take care.
All right. All right. Bye.
But.
972 area code, you're on. Annie in Dallas.
Hey, fellas, Annie in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Annie in Dallas. How you doing, man?
Yes, sir. Well, I'm doing okay. I'm in a hole in one of my friend's house here. Part of the concrete is needing some repair, so I'm digging with my hands on my knees. Very humbling situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, I appreciate the information. What was that?
I said you're a working man. Okay.
Yes, I am. Hey, Ryan, turn your radio off for a minute. I appreciate the information. It's always good to hear the doc. ED Doc was what I first knew him as. I guess he doesn't use that handle anymore. And congratulations to semi-retirement. I still haven't found that situation yet. one of the things you mentioned early on, Tony, was that a lot of these banks will have the same information. They'll have some flexibility. I guess I'm encouraged in this, that the treasury rate, which is part of my focus now strategy-wise, is going to be honored by everyone, I suppose that that means that they will have the information and their flexibility will be in how we handle ourselves and present ourselves. Is that what you're suggesting?
Absolutely. As always.
Okay.
Their flexibility, there is their option of how much of that
okay.
they want to pay out and to who.
Right. Okay. And then, of course, a CIA lady asked very interesting questions. Who might be most favorable, which you dodged fairly adequately. I can appreciate that. But it really doesn't matter, I think, with this information, whether we find ourselves going to large banks, whether it's Bank of America or Wells Fargo or Chase, they're all going to be operating on the same, from the same page of information. The flexibility will be whatever is decided at that point. Is that the picture you would like to paint?
Well, I'd like to give you guys more information than you want. And that is the fact it does matter. It matters, in fact, because the balance is different at different banks. Some banks are only going to be able to take, you know, a couple thousand people, and they're going to be done. That they have reached their bank limit. And they're not going to be able to offer you the highest prices because they want to spread it out to more people to get more customers in. But that's their strategy. Other banks, you know, are going to have higher limits. And because of their balance and banking laws, Dodd-Frank and everything else, so, of course, they can do more people and they can do it at higher rates. And they will. But, again, you can look at, I want to go to Bank ABC because they're giving a higher rate on the dong than, you know, one of the top four banks or the top three banks. I still might want to do that, and they're going to give it all because they're going to make me the priority because I have that one currency that they're doing. For those two, they don't have to worry about all the rest. So I don't have to negotiate as hard with them as I do with the other ones to get the max rate. So there's some things to look at when you're doing it or think about when you go in there. Now, I'm going to go to the big banks. If they're giving me the highest rate, longest periods of time, locked-in contract, then I got to look at it and say, okay, at what point do the benefits come in? Who gives me the best chance to get involved in some other opportunities, which is what I'm looking for? Who's going to give me the best business connections? Who's going to give me IPOs? Who's going to be able to give me the largest even loans and collateral on my money when I need it to do the things I need to do? So I got to start looking at that from that point. Right? So there's a
right.
lot of things to look at.
Yeah, Ray. Yeah,
okay.
Ray, thank
you.
I knew I was making noise. I didn't know I was making an overwhelming noise. Yeah, Tony, I appreciate that. I guess it does affect my strategy in this way. I'm prepared to go with a Tier 1 bank and eventually in the negotiation get to a point to where I'm giving them access to 90% of what it is I'll be holding. It won't start there, but as a tactical matter, to negotiate to that point makes sense to me. And they're not going to know that going in. Of course, everybody likes to have a victory. I'm going to make them think they're getting a victory as I move that direction. If I'm expecting, as you have kind of laid out, that everybody will be working from the same page of instruction, that I'm going to make them feel like they're a success in this effort, and then there we go. Now, thereafter, you have mentioned before that there could be rates that were significantly high, perhaps approaching 15%. There could be time periods that may be significantly high. 12, 15 years. Not that you would give instruction, but what would your suggestion be is a long-term, more to our advantage personally than a short-term in that? If I could get a five-year deal rather than a 15-year deal, is that good?
You know, it's not hard to answer because my deal is, you know, I want a 15-year deal. But I'm not going to give them a 15-year deal. What I'm going to give them is a five-year deal, renewable upon my request or approval. Renewable every 5 years upon my request.
Gotcha.
So I'm not locked into a 15-year deal because I don't know what might happen. But that 5 year, I'm good with that. And I can renew it, same interest rate, same time for it, every 5 years upon my request. I'm not even giving them the option. If I say I want to do it, they got to do it. That's what
right.
I agree with.
Yeah.
So now,
and I appreciate
for 15
that. Yeah.
Years. What?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I'm looking for 15 years, but you're going to do it in sections.
Yeah.
As a strategist in this, come back to that point, or do you start with that point? Do you tell them, I want 15 years, but we're going to do five-year increments? Is that what you would suggest?
No. First of all,
okay.
I'm letting them talk so I can listen. I'm letting them make an offer to me. So I see where we stand at, and then we're going to adjust from there. That's my negotiation. But I got to know going in, I want a 15-year deal. Why? Well, I want a 15-year deal because I'm creating a legacy. It's not about me trying to spend this money.
Right.
I already have money that I'm going to be spending. This is building this and putting my other money to work. So I got to know what I'm doing before I know what I want to do or why I'm doing it. Is what I need to know, and that's why I'm doing it. This is the time frame I'm looking at. You know, I am. I wish I was 30 years old or 35 years old, but I'm not. So I know 15 years, 20 years from now, I probably won't be here. It's a real good chance that I'm not going to be here. So what I have to do is set the stage and the guidelines up for whoever's taking over. Because, again, I'm creating a legacy, something down the road, and you don't even have to think about it's already there and done. Because I don't know what they're going to be thinking about. In the meantime, I get to take that interest, which, guess what? If I got 20% interest over that money over 5 years, I got the total balance anyway, and I still got the money. So I got use of all of it, and I still have the money there. So, which is perfect, because I just tell you, I'm shooting for 20%. But anyway, so maybe 15% might be a good deal. So that's what I'm looking at. But I'm not going to say, hey, man, give me a 15-year deal at 20%. Well, let's kind of work this out and see how it feels. And, you know, in 5 years, if you did me right, if you got me involved in a couple IPOs, a couple of companies, I got this opportunity, then we'll do it again. Then we'll do it again instead of locked in for 15 years. If not, there's a better opportunity. I got the option to go do that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that simple approach. It doesn't have to be complicated if you know where you're going. I can appreciate that. I guess the only other question I have is, based on what you've given us today, each of the primary banks, the tier ones, are well aware of the international rate. The whole world will be aware of that. They're well aware of the contract rates, and they're well aware of the treasury rates. If there were additional things that we are yet not privy to, I assume that would be uniform amongst them as well. I don't want to get to an appointment and find out, what do you mean contract rates? I don't want to get there. So as long as I'm staying with the tier ones, I probably won't face that. Is that what we're hoping for?
Well, that don't mean it won't happen, though, because everybody
yeah.
doesn't know everything, okay? Everybody's
it sounds like
that
could be a wasted visit. So.
Well, yeah, it could happen, and that's why I say go there, know what you're talking about. Some people are going to have to be educated because, like they're saying, they're having an issue right now with personnel. They're bringing people in right now, trying to train them here at the last minute, who may not know what you're talking about. Well, let's take our time and let's go see your boss. Let's go bring this guy over because that may have to happen in there. And every bank, remember I tell you guys, every bank has their own contract with the Treasury. So it may be different. Citibank, Chase, Wells Fargo, I mean, they all have their own contracts with the Treasury.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, that's encouraging in general. We still have a track to run on. And I'm generally encouraged. I feel better about it now than I ever have. So it's just a good situation, especially when you tell me they used to meet once a week and now they're meeting two or three times a day. That's kind of good news. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great news. Yeah. So, okay.
Okay, I'm going to let you go and get back to my home.
All right, sir.
All right, we appreciate you. Thank you.
610, area code. C-Man, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And, Ray, just to confirm with you, the Cash App donation address has changed to $TNTSuper. I just want to make sure I'm correct about that.
Right.
All right. Good. Very good. Very good. All right, long version, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page, and there is a new address in the Cash App, and that is $TNTSuper. When you're making your donations electronically through the Cash App, remember to go to $TNTSuper, and your donations will be going through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, thank you, sir.
Sir.
Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Take care. Man, this next caller, I was hoping we'd have enough callers to just put it right at the tail end. That way she could only get in one or two questions and we would run out of time.
You know, but sometimes, listen, Listen, sometimes it's all right to just perfectly skip over people.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be nice. You know, I'm accused of doing that by some folks. But it's true.
I can't even. Wait a minute. Let me just get my questions lined up. And y'all better not stop me. How many questions these persons had before me? About 15? And you going to talk about my three? Oh, hell no. Okay. Let's get started because this is going to take a minute. That is too funny. All right. So, Mr. First of all, how y'all doing? The King and
That's right. I'm super fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm good. Okay, so my first question is, were there any exchanges over the weekend that you guys can share to say yes or no with us?
I don't know of any exchanges at all over this weekend. I don't know, not one.
No. All right. Okay, so if each bank has their own rules, will there be different NDAs for each one of those banks?
Absolutely. Bank has their own NDA.
Okay. Because at first they were saying it was standard, but now that they have their own rules, then we can – okay, so then that could be different number of pages for – each bank. Okay. Makes sense. All right. On the next question, and you may or may not be able to share this, so I'm ready for my spanking if you can't. On the meetings that are being discussed with the Treasury and the bank employees right now, especially now that they're getting frustrated, can you share what some of those meetings are about, other than, you know, things that you can share, stuff that you can't share? I truly understand. But is it more or less the process that they're discussing with them right now? You know, the procedures on how this is going to be broken down and what we can expect?
It's a little bit of renegotiating the contract, and it's a little bit of going over, I want to say, the rules of the game or rules of engagement, however you want to call it, and narrowing down the start time, those kind of things.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I know you said that the Treasury, well, let me make sure, maybe I didn't hear it correctly, so let me see how I want to word this. Earlier in the call, I know you said that they were working on the RV before the vote. Am I assuming that was Treasury or is that Iraq?
Well, it's one and the same because Iraq can't go without the Treasury. And I'm sure. Iraq is ready, guys. Just let me tell you this.
Right.
So I'm going to give you two things. First of all, I'm going to even narrow it down for you, too, just so you guys understand. And I don't do it to – I do it so you guys are trying to understand exactly what's happening, how difficult this whole thing is. And then you see the change that go around. So I'm going to use the example. They're talking – in New York, some of their people don't want to come back. So what the deal is, I'm giving you guys money. They have to renegotiate with the Treasury on what people are going to get paid, what their contract is, so they can offer these people some incentive to come back. But they got to get it from them to offer it to them, bonuses, everything else. So all that's part of, you know, the negotiations. And then I need to renegotiate. Look, my daughter came here with some pickles and shit trying to distract me. maybe a year ago, I told you these guys are getting paid bonuses based on our exchanges. So what they renegotiated last year is not enough this year because they weren't dealing with COVID. They weren't putting their families at risk and a lot of other things that, you know, they're going through in their negotiations.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
They're doing that part. All right. And how they're going to do it. Iraq has done everything they need to do, guys. It's done. It's over with. They need to announce it. And why do I say that? They told the whole world, they told their people, we don't have to vote on the white paper. There's no vote needed. The Council of Ministers has already approved the white paper. All we had to do was look at it, make changes. There's no vote required. We're already going with it. They agree with it. The financial manager agreed with it. And more importantly than that, Al Kazemi and the CBI director are on a world tour right now promoting what's in the white paper. It's done.
So
all we need is the date we can release the new rate. And even that, if you look at today's article, they're telling you it's all up to the CBI.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, tricky. Okay. So the CBI is the one we know that's going to release the rate, but they can't release the rate until the U.S. Treasury is ready to go as well, correct? In my
that's
opinion,
correct.
So
they're ready.
The ones who's holding it up right now. Yes. Okay. There we go. And that's
Iraq
what I was going to get
to. Done. The lower denoms are there. The banking system is there. They made their changes.
Mm-hmm.
People have their cards. They're just ready to go.
Okay. Determining what will determine or confirm these high rates are not placeholders that they are currently seeing at the banks right now. Because we know we've heard that, you know, some of these rates could be placeholders. How do we know that they're not at this moment?
We won't know until the moment it goes live and somebody can sit down and put the number, well, the minimum rate is going to show up. They're going to put the other numbers in the system, and if it accepts them, it's a good rate. If it doesn't, it's not.
Okay. And my last question is, will the banks in the rural areas be given a favorable rate as well as banks in large cities? Because a lot of the people that I brought into this, a lot of them are in rural areas. And I know you talked about a little bit of that earlier in the call. So how does that work? Because they don't have, some places they have to drive a little piece to get to, like a Wells Fargo or a Chase. But, you know, some of them out there are around mom and pop banks. So how would that work?
Do they have running water?
I guess.
Do they live?
I'm just thinking, so you want the stars of the world to make tours to cow towns. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Yes, they have running water and they do have cows. How about that?
Oh, my God.
They got some horses and some pigs, too. How about that?
Oh,
God.
Okay. The rate will apply at every exchange center the same. Doesn't matter if they're in a cow town, drink out of, you know, the creek or whatever.
Look here.
Oh, my God.
Below.
I said, you started this. Cow town. Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Well, then at least we know they can have a fair opportunity as well as everybody else. Those are all my
guys. The only thing that distinguishes how much you get is how much you have and your negotiating skills. That has nothing to do with location. Now, if a little bank say, hey, I can't do no numbers like that, the bank can. He may not know how to do it. Then guess what? I'll drive 3-4 hours if I have to for another 3-4 million. Or for another 30 or 40 million. Trust me.
So when we call to make our appointment, as long as it's in the city, or the state, and you're still in your district, you can give them a zip code to anywhere then. Even if you want to go into a larger city, you could do that as well, right?
Well, I'm not going to tell you to do that, but, you know, your zip code is the zip code that you give them, I guess.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, those were my questions, and I can't wait for this thing. So the 25th is still on the books. I'm thinking we're going to do this thing before the 25th. That's what I'm going to root for. Okay. All right.
You and me both.
Yeah.
All right. You're still saying they're going to go off on the 25th.
All right.
So hopefully it don't get to that. All right. You too, babe. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
You took us past the bottom half of the hour.
She always doing something, ain't she? All right.
For those who are having challenges with the Cash App name, it's $TCAPITALTCAPITALSUPER. So make sure you have the capital letters correct. It's working fine. $TNTSUPER. And the TNT and the S on super are capital letters, are lowercase numerals, lowercase letters, excuse me. All right, sir. We're at the bottom half of the hour, or of course, this lady took us a little bit past the bottom half of the hour. Oh, let's wrap this one up.
Yeah, she always doing something. All right. Okay, guys. I want to say it's a slow news day, but it's a good news day. Everything's going on, and like I said, Altazimi would not be going on these tours to these different countries, signing memorandums, everything else, if they weren't ready to go. We are hearing absolutely nothing about the white paper being needed to be anywhere. It's done. I tell you, the Council of Ministers have approved it. Finance has approved it. Everybody's agreeing with what it needs to do. They're clearly saying it needs to start immediately, and it's going to take 3 to 5 years to get everything done. But it's done. It's not what's holding us up, or anything else for that matter. So it's just timing right now. And the only hard deadline we can look at so far is the people have given them to the 25th to get this party started. So we just have to wait and see what happens. From there, I can tell you that our banks are planning on a busy time now through the end of the month or through the election, because it's supposed to happen before the election. So we got to, what, election's on the 3rd, 23rd, give us 10 days leading right up to it. Somewhere in there, we should absolutely get this party started and be going about it, because at that point, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't help anybody get elected. It doesn't help anybody not get elected. It just is what it is from that point on, because it's too close to change anybody's mind or anything else. So I think it's a good time frame. We should be happy. It's absolutely coming to an end, and we're all going to be super fantastic. That's all. Done with it. So do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. If anything happens, we'll tweet it out. You know, Ray will put it in the forum, or we'll do a call if we need to. For those who are wondering, yes, I did tweet out another location of fractional banking. So, again, you can look at it for yourself. You can Google it yourself and go through each one of those and make sure you understand it. Print them out if you need to and lay them on the banker's desk. Because I don't believe this day and age, something that's not true is posted as information or technical information how something works on the internet. Because there's a lot of BS posted on the internet, believe me. Oh, a lot of it. This is something I've known for 20 years, 25 years, Fractional Bank, and it's been going on. But it's there so that you can better understand it yourself. So take the opportunity to read it. Know what you're talking about when you go in there, even when the bankers don't know what they're talking about. You'll know. So with that, Ray.
All right, sir. That's going to do it, everyone. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe, God's gonna do it.
You can't
handle it. You gotta give it to Jesus.
your storm is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
About your future.
Oh, great. Correction on the Cash App.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, another correction on the Cash App. It's all capital letters. $ TNTSUPER. So that should correct for those who are having difficulties making it go through. And I'll change it back on the website because apparently it works on the small ones. Try to go to all caps, and we'll make those corrections on the page to show all caps. All right, anything else, sir?
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap. We are out of here.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.